Good morning. Welcome to China and Taiwan Culture Day. According to lunar calendar, for Chinese, also for Korean, today is the last day of 2013. Traditionally, Chinese people celebrate the Lunar New Year with their family. Lots of people who leave home for earning money travel from thousands of kilometers to go back home to celebrate the first day of Lunar New Year with their family. So there's some picture. They are happy to go home, yeah, from the thousand miles. They are go back home to celebrate the New Year. The in front of the railway station. This is in front of the bus station. There are so many people. So this kind of traveling will happen every year. They are going to buy some ticket. Yeah, they are waiting for bus or railway. So many people, right? This is a high-speed railway. Actually, this train is very fast. That take 5 or 8 hours, but it's very expensive. So lots of people cannot buy the ticket for this train. They just buy ticket for this train. This kind of train is that take 24 hours or 38 hours. It depends on the distance. If it's far, it takes 3 days or 5 days. But ticket is also expensive. So on the train. So those people, they cannot buy the bed on the train because the bed is also very expensive. So they are sleeping on the train, the seat. So this is my first year. I did not celebrate New Year with my family. I believe not only me, but all APNTS Chinese students are missing their family in China, especially today. After 12 p.m. tonight, Chinese people will greet each other in Chinese, 过年好, or 新年快乐, in English, Happy New Year. May I ask everyone to greet to your seatmate in Chinese, 过年好, 过年好. Yeah, Chinese, 过年好 is Happy New Year. 过年好. Last Chinese Culture Day, we present about Chinese Lunar New Year and compared with Passover in the Old Testament. As usual, it is hard for us to choose a topic for Chinese Culture Day. As you know, China is a bigger country. Our culture are all different from northern to southern, from eastern to western. For instance, both Yobin and I from China, but we grow up in a different culture. I'm not saying it is totally different, but in some parts of life and the traditions are different. With more than 1.3 billion people and 56 tribes, China is the world's most populous country. Different culture, different people. Probably it will take me 5 years or 10 years to introduce China all. So since many friends pay close attention to Chinese church ministry, we decide to present about church this year. Today I'm going to share about the temple in the Bible. So today's scripture is from Matthew chapter 21, verse 12 to 19. So from the scripture, we may know that at the end of Jesus' ministry, he rode on a donkey, entered Jerusalem. However, when Jesus entered the temple, he saw chief priests and the teachers of the law considered themselves as the host of the temple and set some money changers and businessmen there. They stole the money from the weak. The first priest proclaimed that all things people brought from the outside were unclean. Only theirs sold in the temple were clean. So the priest said some people, they were selling and making money in the temple. because the things were sold in the temple are more expensive than outside, like 5 times or 10 times more expensive than outside. In other words, they robbed the money from the people. What the priest want is only money and the authority. Therefore, when Jesus witnessed those things in the temple, he drove out all people who were buying and selling there, overturned the tables of the money, or the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. So then Jesus blamed them using Isaiah and Jeremiah's word, said that my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. So in verse 13, Jesus described the two kinds of temple. Here, a house of prayer and a den of robbers. A house of prayer is quoted from Isaiah. It refers to the church that God wants, God wishes. And the den of robbers was quoted from Jeremiah. That refers to the corrupted temple. The temple God wants is a house of prayer. In Isaiah 56, there are three things that were predicted by Isaiah. First, the day of salvation will come to the foreigners. In other words, the salvation will come to all nations. And second, like God made covenant with Israel people, God will also made a new covenant with all nations and make them as new people of God. Lastly, God will lead the people who made new covenant with God to a holy mountain will be called a house of prayer for all nations. Let's read the scripture, Isaiah chapter 56, verse 6-2. Let's read together. Foreigners who bind themselves to the Lord, to the minister to him, to love the name of the Lord, and to be his servant, or who keep the Sabbath without discouraging it, and who hold fast to my covenant, those I will bring to my holy mountain, and give them joy in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifice will be accepted on my altar. For my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. Amen. During the creation, human being had a good relationship with God. But because of the sin of Adam, the relationship was broken. Human being tragedy started from separation with God. However, God made a new covenant to restore the relationship with human beings and fulfilled this covenant through the death of Jesus Christ. As we know, in the Old Testament, people cannot go into the most holy place without the priest. They have to stay outside of the curtain. However, with the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, the curtain which separated the holy place and the most holy place was torn into two and provided the most holy place to us, also in our heart. So people who believe Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried and resurrected from the death, they will inherit the temple in their heart. Therefore, the salvation of Christianity fulfills from inheriting the invisible temple in our heart. Those people who inherit the invisible temple, they gather together and became the visible temple called church today. This church will be called a house of prayer for all nations. So it is clear that today's scripture shows God wants us to know church must be a house of prayer for all nations. And the second is Jesus laments that the temple became a den of robbers instead of being a house of prayer for all nations. So The word den of robbers was quoted from Jeremiah, chapter 7, verse 11. So has this house which bears my name become a den of robbers to you? So at this time, God's covenant with Israel was broken, and they were under the judgment of God. They came to church worship, but out of the church, they lived a life of stealing, murdering, committing adultery, worshiping the idol. When it turned to Sabbath day, they came to God because they felt guilty. In order to release the sense of guilt, they came to temple and offer sacrifices. Then the priest helped them to offer the sacrifice. When the priest declared that their sin was forgiven, Israel people thought God would continuously being with them and blessing them. It is all false because they lived the same life just like in the past, stealing, murdering, committing adultery, worshipping in the idol again and again. So when God saw the temple in the Old Testament, he lamented the temple became the den of rubble through Jeremiah. So Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 9, it is said, will you steal and murder, commit adultery and perjury, burn incense and bar, and follow other gods you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house? So many of us are pastors and ministers. So today we have to rethink whether or not our church become the den of robbers, living a different life after Sunday service. What about you? Nowadays, many pastors put a lot of attention on proclaiming blessings in the church. They think the congregation would love to hear about blessing rather than hearing about sin, death and hell. Actually, it cannot be called real gospel without proclaiming the sin, death and hell. But in order to keep more congregations coming, pastors usually do not preach on sin, death and hell, only blessings and happiness. So when we criticize a church, whether or not healthy, it is not about numbers, how many members the church have, but the quality is whether the holy temple built in the heart of congregations and the church become a house of prayer. So let's go back to the Matthew chapter 21, verse 18 to 19. So after cleaning up the temple, Jesus was on the way back to the Jerusalem. He saw a fig tree by the road, but nothing on it except leaves. So Jesus said, may you never bear fruit again. Here, the fig tree symbolized the Jerusalem church that Jesus predicted the fate of Jerusalem. Because in eyes of Jesus, the Jerusalem church already became a den of robbers, but a house of prayer. Like Jesus cursed fig tree, God will also curse and whip out today's churches if the church do not bear any fruit. It is important to know that the number of church members is not goal of church ministry, but helping people really believe in Jesus Christ and inherit the temple in their heart. The people who believe Jesus Christ died on the cross, buried, and resurrected from the death will inherit the temple in their heart. Those people can make a visible house of prayer by gathering together. This church will be called Eternal Church. Studying at APNTS in 3 years, many friends ask me the same question. Are you from 3CF church or house church? Honestly, I'm happy with this question. Sounds like something wrong with them. Yes, China has two kinds of church, 3CF church and house church. I don't know what idea do you have on those two churches, positive or negative. But from today's sermon, I believe if the church is a house of prayer for all nations, no matter 3CF church or house church, God will reach this church. I also believe God is using both 3CF church and house church to evangelize China. Amen. So by the end of my sermon, let's read one scripture. So I will read it for you. John chapter 2, verse 19. Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days. Brothers and sisters, if the church built on the center of people, God will destroy it. But if the church built on the center of Jesus Christ and become a house of prayer for all nations, it will be eternal." Today, God wants us, our church, become a house of prayer, not den of robbers. Please pray for Chinese church will become a house of prayer.